Time for the latest agricultural news. I'm Casey Shepherd, back in just a moment.
First tattoo, huh?
Yep. I wanted to read Tough on Aphids, Easy on Ladybugs.
What's the story behind that?
Well, on my farm, I use this powerful stuff from BASF called Safina Inscalis Insecticide.
Sorry, it's gonna sting. So, Safina Insecticide?
It's strong on aphids and quickly limits plant damage, but gentle on ladybugs.
Gentle on ladybugs?
What can I say? I'm a ladybugs man. Be strong and gentle with Safina Insecticide. Ooh, always read and follow label directions.
Hi, my name is Leanne Vanderlaan, a dairy farmer from Oklahoma. While many things have changed in the years, one thing remains. Dairy farmers are still dedicated to providing the safest, most wholesome, and delicious food and beverage for my family and yours. This commitment makes the farm a great place to be. I wouldn't trade my job for anything else. Join me and celebrate all things dairy this National Dairy Month. Learn more about local dairy farms at DairyDiscoveryZone.com.
Well, following a record-breaking March performance, exports of U.S. beef and pork continued to build momentum in April. USMEF President and CEO Dan Hallstrom said, while it's no surprise that exports performed much better in April of 2021, we're pleased to see that global demand continued to build on the broad-based growth that we achieved in March. Hallstrom did caution, though, that the COVID-19 pandemic is still a major concern for the U.S. meat industry.
You know, there's like a market like Mexico and Central America that have been 12 or 13 months of extreme shutdown because of COVID are starting to show signs of getting better. And slowly food service is starting to rebound in key areas. Tourism, while nothing like normal, is getting better. It's a relative term, but the trend lines are much better than they were. So, yeah, if this continues to hold, and there's no setbacks, it could very well spell increased demand at food service, which, you know, U.S. beef in particular is really center of the plate in food service. So this does hold potential upside.
Logistical challenges, including container shortages and ongoing vessel congestion at many U.S. ports, also present significant obstacles for red meat exports, says Hallstrom.
You know, we're still dealing with this West Coast port issue. And it's really a bigger issue than just the West Coast. It's really an international logistics bottleneck issue, so to speak. We still have shortages of containers in the U.S. Available for outbound loading, shortages of chassis to get those containers around, and increasing freight rates and large percentages of empty containers that are going back towards Asia. So, there's definitely room for improvement in that area. So if we've estimated that there's at any given time, currently thousands of containers that frozen containers that are being rolled from one week to another because of this situation.
April exports of U.S. beef set another new value record at $808.3 million, which is up 35% from a year ago, with export volume reaching 121,050 metric tons, which is up 23% year over year and the fifth largest on record. Pork exports were the sixth largest on record in April at 269,918 metric tons, which is up 2% from a year ago. Export value was at $749.2 million, up 10%, and the fourth highest on record. A detailed summary of the January through April red meat export results, including market-specific highlights, is available at the USMEF website. You've got farm news on Ron. Are you an Oklahoma Farm Bureau member? A Farm Bureau membership comes with a world of benefits, from discounts on a variety of products and services to supporting our agriculture youth. Most importantly, you can become a part of a grassroots organization that advocates for our family farmers and ranchers. Learn more, or you can become a member today by visiting your County Farm Bureau office, or you can visit us online at okfarmbureau.org, because together we are rural Oklahoma. That's our latest farm and ranch news. I'm Casey Shepherd on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.